keeping you informed. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Karen Johnson. We're learning why a Wichita man allegedly stole a priceless artifact.
Court documents show 38-year-old Gordon Pierce III stole the authentic Spanish-American war cannon in order to pay off a $20,000 methamphetamine debt. Pierce allegedly paid a homeless man with meth to fasten chains around the cannon in Veterans Memorial Park so he could quickly hook it up to his truck and pull it off. Pierce then allegedly dragged the 800-pound cannon all the way back to his home. I'm Jared Cirillo.
The unofficial count from Tuesday's special election in Augusta shows strong support for a $55 million bond issue for the school district. With all 10 precincts reporting, the unofficial count showed over 1,100 voters favor it, with 571 opposed. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Substance use disorder and addiction is so isolating. And so, as a Black woman in recovery, hope must be loud. It grows louder when you ask for help and you're vulnerable. It is the thread that lets you know that no matter what happens, you will be okay.
When we learn the power of hope, recovery is possible. Find out how at startwithhope.com. Brought to you by the National Council for Mental Wellbeing, Shatterproof, and the Ad Council.
Steel deals are happening now. From instant savings on select tools to free battery offers on some of our most popular battery tool sets, you can enjoy great deals and do it all with Steel. Shop online or in-store at your local Steel dealer. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Overcast today with a chance for storms. High of 63, northeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, slight chance of thunderstorms. Lows level off around 50. Partly cloudy tomorrow, slight chance for storms, 72. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, 59.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. There's a new all-time career hits leader in the state of Kansas for high school baseball, and he hails from Valley Falls in northeast Kansas. The high school state record of 139 career hits has stood strong since 1999 until Valley Falls senior Hayden Kearney made history against Jackson Heights last Monday with a big hit off the wall in right center field. The star senior is currently at 142 hits and counting. Looking back through his 4 years in which he's all played varsity, as a freshman he started with 30 hits. He added 31 to his total as a sophomore, giving him 61. Then he had a monstrous junior season with 46 hits and zero strikeouts to give him 107 through his junior season. And so far in his senior season, he has hit 35 to give him the 142 thus far. Not only will he graduate with his name supplanted in Kansas high school history, but also Valley Falls program history, as he is the leader in games played, hits, runs scored, doubles, and several more categories. He's leaving as the greatest Dragon to ever put on a baseball uniform. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden. Brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors. Nick's Pasture Clearing LLC. If what you need done involves a skid steer, give Nick's Pasture Clearing North of Downs a call. And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
12 Kansas High School senior football players have been selected by the Coach Bill Snyder Family Sunflower Chapter of National Football Foundation as a 2024-25 Scholar Athlete as a result of their performance on the field, in the classroom, and through the school community involvement. The honorees had to be nominated by their head coach. This year there was a tie, thus an additional student athlete was honored. These student athletes will be recognized at the annual chapter awards dinner this year, conducted at Shamrock Plaza at Bill Snyder Family Stadium on the campus of Kansas State University in Manhattan, Kansas. behind us tonight. The reception begins at 5 p.m. followed by dinner and 6 p.m. events. In 2024, Eli Johnson had 68 tackles, 17 tackles for loss, 8 sacks, 1 defensive tackle, and for his career, 119 tackles, 10 sacks, 22 tackles for loss. Eli Johnson, a defensive lineman at Beloit High School, was selected to the 2025 Kansas Shrine Bowl game. In 2024, Sports in Kansas 2A Defensive Player of the Year, 2024 Kansas Football Coaches Association Top 11 All-Class, Consensus 2A First Team All-State Defensive Lineman. He also participated in basketball track and trap shooting, and in April of 2025 threw a personal best 187 feet in the discus, and last year finished second at state. He also threw a career best 60 feet 9 inches at the Blake Relays in the shot put on Friday. He's also a captain of the basketball team, named to the honor roll all 4 years, National Honor Society, provided 116 hours of community service, member of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, FFA. His coach was Brad Gober, who nominated him for this award. Congratulations, Eli Johnson, Beloit High School. Beloit track and field athletes will head to Blue Rapids Valley Heights Invitational tomorrow, Thursday, May 8th. Field events start at 3 p.m., running events at 4:45 p.m. Beloit, Valley Heights, Clifton, Clyde, Frankfort, Onega, Riley County, and Rossville will compete. Tuesday at Minneapolis, Smith Center competed. Beloit competed. Winning first was Madison Hallett of Smith Center in the 3,200 meter with a time of 11:10:30. Caden Armconnect won the shot put for Smith Center with a throw of 38:09¾. Also in the 1,600 meter run, Smith Center's Madison Hallett won it with a time of 5:08:80. In the boys' competition, it was Gavin Hickard of Smith Center winning the 3,200 meter run, 10:13:20. Carson McKelvey won the 300 meter hurdles with a time of 41:58. Smith Center's 4x400 relay team won with a time of 3:26:11, and Brady Wilson won the javelin with a throw of 1:52:08. How do you make a splash hire in baseball? Hastings College is trying to boost their baseball team, who has been down in the past, so they went out and hired former Los Angeles Angels and ESPN play-by-play announcer Victor Rojas as head baseball coach. He's the son of Royals Hall of Famer Cookie Rojas. This has been John Bowden, 94.1 Z96.3, The Lake Sports.
Substance use disorder and addiction is so isolating. And so as a Black woman in recovery, hope must be loud. It grows louder when you ask for help and you're vulnerable. It is the thread that lets you know that no matter what happens, you will be okay.
When we learn the power of hope, recovery is possible. Find out how at startwithhope.com. Brought to you by the National Council for Mental Wellbeing, Shatterproof, and the Ad Council.
Steel deals are happening now. From instant savings on select tools to free battery offers on some of our most popular battery tool sets, you can enjoy great deals and do it all with Steel. Shop online or in-store at your local Steel dealer. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Congratulations to our 2025 Rock Hills Grizzlies graduating class. Graduating class includes
Kaylin Beck, Kobe Bowers, Derek Case, Cody Cleary, William Cockcroft, Cody Dean, Jada Eilert, Javon Herfel, Cooper McDill, Tegan Meyer, Frank Myers, Nikita Muller, Liliana Ortiz, Allison Ost, Brianna Pexton, Faith Reinert, Tristan Reynolds, Matthew Rice, Isaiah Ridgeway, Trinity Ruthstrom, Noah Shipman, Aaron Underwood, Ellie Vance, Carson Weisner, Camden Ward, Carlton Wright, and Christian Worm.
This senior salute of the Rock Hills Grizzlies is proudly supported by Farmway Credit Union, Shone Auto Repair in Downs, State Farm Insurance, Marty Walters, Cunningham Fiber, Midway Co-op, Bonert Welding, and the State Exchange Bank.